Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And this next segment, we're going to talk with Liz Nelson, Program Coordinator at the Riley County Seniors Service Center. Liz, it's good to have you on the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You bet. It's always nice to talk about what's going on at the Senior Center. And for those that don't know where you're located at, where are you guys at?
We're located at 301 North 4th Street. That's the corner of 4th and Leavenworth. So we're near the mall, we're near the post office, and conveniently located downtown. We have a nice big parking lot, so lots of room to park.
You're right in the middle of all the activity.
Yes, we are. And you may have driven by the building. It's kind of a low-lying building. You may not have noticed the building before, but the landscaping there is just gorgeous. So we get a lot of nice comments about that. And as it happens, our person who does most of the planting and then also gets support from a men's gardening group and also the Daylily group in town. Well, our landscaper is Susan Peterson. And she's our exercise specialist. So she runs exercise groups every day of the week, Monday through Friday. We have gentle yoga, chair yoga, strength training, advanced strength training. And then we have a group that does line dancing. And then we also have new afternoon yoga as well, Tuesdays and Fridays at 1:45. And the person leading gentle yoga in the afternoons is Debbie Newton. And so some people might know her from UFM because she does yoga for them as well.
Okay. Are these pretty well-attended exercise events?
Yes, they really are. It's great. As a member, if you're our annual membership at the Senior Center is $25 a year. And then for exercise classes, it's $10 a month. And you can go to as many exercise classes as you want on that $10 for that entire month. And so it's been a really great draw. It brings people in and lets them see all the other fun and interesting things we do at the center as well. The other thing is if you want to be a business member, it's $100 a year for membership. And with that, we promote your business on our newsletter and online. And our newsletter goes out to, gets mailed out to over 800 residences.
Nice. Well, I wonder at some point, do you guys take suggestions from members if there's an activity they want?
Every day.
Okay.
I didn't say this, but I'm called the program coordinator. And really, I love to hear from people, ideas that they might have. And it's really fun. Just yesterday or this week, I guess, a gal came to me with a program idea. And it was one that I had been toying with already. So then that's nice to get that confirmation that I'm heading in the right direction with ideas for programs. But yes, absolutely, we take program ideas.
Okay, awesome.
All the time.
Good to hear. And that way you can really cater to their wants and their needs.
That's right. So for instance, September is National Sewing Month. If people didn't know that, it's National Sewing Month. So kudos to all those seamstresses out there. And so we had two special programs this month. One was earlier in the month. It was called the 1 Hour Dress. And we had master storyteller and historical interpreter named Mary Schmidt come from Kansas City. So she talked about influential women from Kansas in the fashion industry. So she talked about Mary Brooks Pickin. She talked about Nellie Dawn, Helen Brockman, who's was not from Kansas but ended up living out the rest of her days in Kansas after she came to Kansas State. And also she talked about the influence Kansas State has had in the fashion and clothing making industry, which I don't feel like that's a really well-known thing to people here in town or maybe K-State grads that over the years it's really had a huge influence. So she got a really great response from those people attending her program. And she also will be back again, and she's got other influential women from Kansas that she portrays. One of them is Clementine Paddleford, and she's from Manhattan. She's on the MHS Wall of Fame, if anyone wants to check that out. And also a less well-known person, Bernice Taylor, and we're hoping she becomes more well-known, but she was a World War II nurse, served in Burma, and also had influence in other areas. She served as the model for a comic strip character called Taffy Tucker, and so that's been really fun for Mary to dig into the history of that. But next week on the 24th at 1 o'clock, we have Yvonne Grieger coming. She's known as the Bag Lady. She sets up at the Manhattan Farmers Market. She makes tote bags out of animal feed bags, so things like dog and cat food bags, bird seed bags, any kind of feed bag that you can think of. And they're really sturdy. You know, it's a green thing to do. And she also makes protective liners for the back of your SUV. So,
how neat is
really
that? That's,
yeah.
That's cool.
One thing to mention, too, before we move on from this month's calendar, is that you asked if I got requests for programs. And we have a really, really involved groups of people who play lots of different types of cards. We have pitch. We have hand and foot canasta. We have pinochle. We have dice games like Bunko. But I did recently get a request for just a rummy group. She said, gosh, I don't know all those games, but I'd love to play the games I'm familiar with, and one of them is Rummy. So if anyone is interested in playing Rummy, give me a call, and I'm trying to set up a Rummy group. And
I don't know that I'm familiar with Rummy.
Well, and I should have done a little more research, and I should have asked her, because then I thought, is it Rummy? Is that the same as Gin Rummy? I'm looking over here. Don't know if anyone. But we'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll see what kind of a response we get.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then we move on to October, and lots of activities are happening.
Yes, October is a really busy month. I'm really looking forward to it. So the big thing we have going on in October is October 16th from 10 to 1 p.m. We call it Under the Hood, and it's our health fair. Because we're just, you know, like kind of we're doing a tune-up. We're going to check and see how you're doing. We hold it in conjunction with the Riley County Health Department. So they offer flu shots and vaccinations. But we also have lots of other healthcare groups involved as well. So we have eyeglass checks by Vision Source and Optical Perspectives. We have blood pressure checks, balance checks, and assistive mobility device checks by Interim Healthcare. By appointment, you can make a hearing screening that will be offered by Associated Audiology, and they are also offering hearing aid cleaning that day. Heritage Senior Behavioral Health out of Wamego is offering healthy mind, healthy body, and also memory or mood screenings. And then Heart and Vascular Clinics is offering ABI screening, glucose checks, and diabetic foot checks. And then we have just a short period of time where you can come and see an Manhattan Area Technical College dental hygienist from 10 to 11 and get dental information.
We have a caller here, I think, has a question here.
Great.
So let's go to them real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, I'm 75 years old. Been here in town 15 years. This is the first time I've ever heard about our senior center having a membership fee. If I give you the $25 today, is that good until January the 1st, or is that good until September the 20th of 2020?
September 2020.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Okay. We'll see you.
Okay. Great.
All right. Glad we could answer your question there. So the healthcare, the health fair again is coming up on October 16th.
Correct. October 16th, 10 to 1. It's a drop-in. You don't have to call for appointments other than for the hearing screening by Associated Audiology.
Okay.
Yep.
And there's also some discussion on Medicare next month.
That's right. Medicare Part D prescription sign-up starts October 15th. So the first 2 weeks of the month, we're offering help with My Medicare sign-up. And My Medicare is you have to be already establish an account online with My Medicare then to be able to go in and finish up your Part D sign up. And so if people aren't feeling confident to be able to go online and get themselves set up that way, you can make an appointment the first Tuesday, first and second weeks of the month, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Chuck Henry will be there to help people set up their My Medicare account. And then starting October 15th, the Medicare Part D prescription drug counseling starts. And so you can call in and make an appointment for that as well. The appointment days are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and they go on through December 5th.
All right. Good time of year for that here with, you know, the end of the year is usually when we start talking more about health care.
Right.
And everything goes with that.
Yeah, and we've got real experienced folks here ready to help out. So Chuck Henry is doing My Medicare. He's also doing Medicare Part D prescription drug counseling. And then Mary Jo Harber is also doing Medicare Part D prescription drug counseling.
All right.
Yeah. So another really exciting thing we have going on is AARP is giving a defensive driving class at the Riley County Senior Center. It's on Tuesday, October 22. It's from 1 to 5 p.m. It costs $20, but after taking the course, you will most likely be your insurance company will most likely be able to give you a multi-year discount on your auto insurance. Most auto insurances will give you a 2-year, you know, make it last for 2 years, and then after that second year, you take it again.
All right, that's some good information.
Yeah.
And I see there's some exciting things coming up right before Halloween here, or on Halloween, it looks like.
Yes, on Halloween. Rodney Hoover from St. George, an artist from St. George who works for Purple Wave Auction, he is bringing his Papa Moustaki's Bovinian Circus and Freak Show to the Riley County Senior Center. So I'm super excited about that. I've known Rodney since he and I were kids. And so it's really fun to see where he's gone with his art and his creativity. And it's just, he's a really relatable guy. And I think sometimes people don't think about that when they think about artists. They think they're going to be somebody off in the that they can't relate to. But Rodney's a really super relatable guy, and he's got some really fun things that he's bringing in. It's an exhibit that's open from 1 to 4 in the afternoon on Halloween, which is October 31st for those of those who aren't tracking on that. So again, it's called Papa Moustaki's Bovinian Circus and Freak Show. And this is just a cast of characters that Rodney's created, a traveling circus. And it's really fun to see those. And he was last seen at the Columbian Theater in Wamego. He had a big exhibit there that was written up in the paper as well. It's the last big event we have in October is that we're going to tour Lazy T Ranch, and I think a lot of people might be familiar with them. It's on Zinedale Road, and it's owned and operated by Chris and Ron Wilson. And for $5, they're giving us a hayride and some cowboy poetry and just kind of a fun, enjoyable outdoor time as the weather is marching on toward cooler autumn weather. So maybe our last chance to really be outside and enjoy the day. So that is Friday, October 11th. The tour is at 1:30. We're meeting at the Lazy T Ranch, and it's located 5 miles southeast of Manhattan on Zinedale Road.
All right. If you need any more information, how can they get a hold of you guys there?
Our phone number is 785-537-4040. They can find us on Facebook, and our website is seniorsservicecenter.org.
Okay. Liz Nelson, program coordinator here from the Senior Service Center, joining us on In Focus. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll have more In Focus coming up next. We're going to talk barbecue, chicken barbecue. In fact, that's next.